Okay, I'm going to go off a whim, and I'm going to start singing a song, okay? Gray skies are going to cheer up, put on a happy face. Okay, that's it. That's the end of my singing for you. But I just wanted to come on and cheer you up, just give you some words of encouragement today, because there are some of you that need it. And I wish I had somebody to encourage me, and I never had it. Since I was little, I did not do well in school. I failed classes. I was in remedial math. I was in remedial English. I went to college and I gave up. I gave up because I was not accepted into the college I wanted to go to for education. I got rejected. I did not have good grades, so I can understand why I didn't get accepted. But I just felt like I had nothing. I had nothing to give anybody. And for that matter, I had nothing to give myself. And I was just lost. I was lost. I didn't know who I was. You know, I tried to fit in with my friends at school, and I picked up on their personality, and I did what I can to fit in with them. And in the meantime, I lost who I was. And I was in search of who I was, because I didn't know who I was. So I made mistakes. I've done some foolish things. I've had a lot of things happen to me. I got involved with things or went places I should have never went to. And, but I can honestly say this, those things that I went through, or those things, the things that have happened to me, they all worked out for my good. They worked out for my good because I'm finally fulfilled. I'm finally happy. I'm free. And, you know, I went through some emotional issues. I went through some trauma. I went through rape, and, I was violated, and, all these things that have happened to me over the years led me into severe depression and anxiety. And I had issues when I was pregnant, and family issues. And all these things started to add up, and I didn't know how to express my feelings. I didn't know how to talk about things that were happening to me, but I knew things that were happening to me weren't right, and I didn't know how to break free. And I remember going to see this pastor one time, and there was this young kid, and he spoke these words over me. These words that he spoke over me was something I needed to hear my whole life, because I didn't hear it. It was the words, "I love you." When he said these words, "I love you," he said these words, "I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you." It wasn't him that was speaking it, but it was Jesus that was speaking through him to me. And when he spoke these words to me, the tears came down my eyes, because it was something that I needed to hear since I was a child. I never felt loved. I never felt like I belonged. And because of those reasons, I didn't know what I was called to. I didn't know if I even had a purpose in life. But we all have a purpose, because God says we have a purpose. But I didn't know that. Honestly, I felt like I was good for nothing. I started to find my identity in just being a mom, but it wasn't fulfilling enough for me. Or being a wife, it wasn't fulfilling enough for me. What I needed to know was that I was loved by someone who could love me back through all the things that I've gone through, through the things that I've done, the mistakes that I've made, the shame and the guilt that I was feeling. It was like he was telling me, "I love you in spite of all these things." When somebody can love you in spite of the things that you've done, even if they're good or bad, or things that have done to you, because things that are done to you, it makes you feel like, it makes you feel guilty. It makes you feel like you've done something wrong. It makes you feel unclean. So you start to take these things inwardly, and you think that it's you. And when all these things get bottled up, anger comes, resentment comes, bitterness comes, until that healing comes.
until you find who Jesus Christ is, and Christ takes away those things because he died on the cross. He died on the cross for my rape. He died on the cross for my sexual sins. He died on the cross for the lies that I was believing about myself that weren't true. He died on the cross for the depression I went through. He died on the cross for the oppression, the suicidal thoughts. He died for those. I became free from those thoughts. He set me free. He set me free because he told me he loved me. He told me he loved me. I am loved by a king. You are loved by a king. Those things that you have gone through, you just got to tell Christ. Just tell Jesus. You say, God, I'm sorry for the things I've done. Or God, this happened to me. He already knows it. He just wants to hear it from you. And you know what? In an instant, it's gone. Because he doesn't remember our sins as far as they are from the east to the west. When we repent of our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He is an awesome God. If you murdered somebody and you say to God, forgive me, he's forgiven you. But the thing is, we can't go back doing the same thing. So that's where we need his help. We need his deliverance. And we need his healing. God says we can't love others until we can love ourselves. You can't love your family without Christ. You can love them to the best you can. It's true. I wanted to come on, and I wanted to give you a message. And this message is this. No matter what you've gone through, no matter what people have done to you or what you've done to others, you can go straight to Jesus and he forgives you because he loves you. I can feel his heart for you all, especially those who are listening, whoever is listening. I hope my ramblings didn't bother you. But I'm actually tearing up because I can feel his heart. I can feel his heart because he cares so much about you. And he just wanted me to come on and just tell you how much he loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. You're special in his eyes. I don't care if you're a man, woman, teenager. You need to hear it. You're loved. You are special. You are wanted. And he listens to you. I never felt anybody listen to me until I learned how to start journaling to the Lord and expressing my emotions, because I didn't have any emotions. I mean, I did, but I didn't know how to express them. I want to pray for you, and I just want to lift you up to the Lord, and I pray that even right now, whatever you're going through, that once you release it to the Lord, it's gone. He forgives you as far as the east is from the west. Be blessed. I'll be back again.